Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Tragedy and mystery in the Bronx after a 38-year-old woman and 8-year-old boy were found dead last night. The call came in just before 8:30 p.m. Police say they went to 683 East 231st Street in the Wakefield section and found the woman and child unresponsive inside the apartment. EMS pronounced them dead at the scene. A 40-year-old woman was also there. She was taken to the hospital for evaluation and is said to be okay. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Police are still investigating. No names, no info on relationships or anything like that at this point. It was not your usual arson on Staten Island, where a man is accused of torching three houses by setting sex toys on fire. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Harry Torres set two, quote, intimacy items on fire in the backyard of the North Berger Avenue home he shares with his mom Wednesday afternoon. The flames quickly spread to the deck and neighboring homes. By the time fire crews knocked it down, three houses and two vehicles were damaged. The family of an 88-year-old woman who had to flee the flames told the Daily News she's traumatized and having nightmares. Torres was arraigned on arson and reckless endangerment charges, and he's free without bail. Investigators say he told them he set the adult toys on fire because he was trying to get rid of DNA on them. Every bodega in the city needs a panic button. That is the call after another violent week at the shops.
There are about 50 bodegas that have panic buttons, but compare that to 25 or 30,000 bodegas across the city.
Those 50 that have the panic buttons are in critical needed hotspots of the city.
The most dangerous area, says Fernando Mateo with United Bodegas of America, but they need more.
We are begging you to help us.
Begging lawmakers who they say have the power to fund panic buttons in every bodega, and there is a bill in Albany to do that. No panic button here at the deli on 212th and Broadway, where a 24-year-old man was stabbed to death Wednesday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
State of New York has settled a sexual harassment suit with an aide to former Governor Cuomo. Gothamist reports the state will pay Charlotte Bennett, who was a secretary to Cuomo in Albany, $450,000. $350,000 of that will go to her attorneys. Under yesterday's settlement, Bennett agreed not to seek future employment in the governor's office. She was the second woman to publicly accuse Cuomo of sexual harassment, saying he asked her inappropriate questions and the state mishandled the complaint she filed. The state did not admit liability. Bennett dropped a separate suit against Cuomo last year, blaming his defense lawyers for aggressive tactics. Cuomo's lawyers say the settlement effectively exonerates the former governor, who is now running for mayor. Could be a tense meeting today for Vice President J.D. Vance and the number two official at the Vatican. The sit-down comes after Pope Francis blasted the Trump administration's deportation plans, even appearing to respond to Vance for claiming that Catholic doctrine justified the policies. Vance, a Catholic convert, is spending Easter weekend in Rome. There is some speculation he could get a brief audience with the Pope, who is still limiting his schedule after that life-threatening bout of pneumonia. Meantime, the hands-off protests continue in the U.S. this weekend. Demonstrators will focus on both migrant issues and climate change. David Alexis of New York Communities for Change tells 1010 Winds.
We need to not only just raise awareness, but we need to send a message about how we need to protect our families. And our families include migrants. They include people with non-citizenship status. We have to make sure that this New York remains a sanctuary for all.
The demonstration is set for noon in Bryant Park. rising from the ashes, an East Village church returns for the holiday.
It burned to the ground in a fire 4.5 years ago, but just in time for Easter Sunday, Middle Collegiate Church in East Village is reopening.
People back in a space was almost like proof of the resurrection, if you will.
Reverend Jackie Lewis says the fire was a tragedy, but in disguise, it brought many blessings.
We would never have asked for a fire, but we had one, and the blessing of the fire is it increased our tribe by hundreds of people.
She says the fact that they get to welcome parishioners back just in time to celebrate Easter is the biggest gift of all. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
No bikes on parts of the Rockaway Boardwalk this coming summer. City Parks Department says cyclists will have to detour to the shorefront parkway lane between Beach 108th Street and Beach 73rd. The change takes effect Memorial Day weekend, runs through October 1st. Bikes will still be allowed on the boardwalk from 6 to 9:30 a.m. City officials say that change is consistent with bicycle policy at other busy beaches like Coney Island and Orchard Beach. You give us 60 years, we'll give you...
Let's go take care of the Johnny Homily Show for this Sunday, April 18th, 1965. Thank you so much for joining us, and yours truly, WINS, the Group W station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York, and thanks for everything.
WINS has become the first and only radio station in the New York region to present a continuing all-news service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, news is at your fingertips whenever you want it.
That is GM Joel Chaseman making the big announcement on that morning exactly 60 years ago today. And we are still here every day, 24/7, bringing you the news as it happens. There's been a sharp increase in shootings and homicides in three Bronx precincts, and the NYPD is sending more officers to hotspots.
The mayor likes to say perception is reality. So what's the perception here in Tremont?
I definitely feel safe. I don't feel like threatened or I gotta be watching my back in this neighborhood.
And just a few steps away.
It's not good to be with anxiety, always looking, you know, looking over my shoulder.
8 million New Yorkers, 36 million opinions, right? But the hard numbers show that 63% of shootings in April have come in the Bronx, and the 4-6 precinct here has seen 20% of the shootings.
This is a high crime area, gotten worse over the past years.
The police commissioner says the big problem is the Trinitarios gang. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Tremont.
Luigi Mangione's arraignment is set for next week on federal murder and stalking charges in the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione indicted earlier this week. Federal officials have said they plan to seek the death penalty. His lawyers call that a political stunt. He's due in federal court next Friday at 1 p.m. In Queens, a massive search for a missing nonverbal boy with autism ended safely.
From Jackson Heights all the way to the Upper East Side is where Ruwaid Karim, only 7 and a half, ended up, all by himself, wandering in the street. It was Christina Casey who recognized him.
He was walking by himself. After like a street or two, I'm like, I know he's by himself. No one's around. No one's here. I need to help him.
Shortly after, NYPD officers Ortiz and Lewis showed up.
Exact photo matching the kid. The sneakers was like the identifying marker.
Farjana Khan, Ruwaid's mom, tells us she was worried sick.
I feel like my life is back again.
She says it was her son's photographic memory and love for maps, which is how he got around the city so quick. But she's beyond grateful to be taking him home safe. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.